Welcome to the world of Shabbos Reimagined. My name is Reuven Brand, and I am delighted to welcome you on this learning journey as we explore fascinating, inspiring, and incredible dimensions of the gift that is Shabbos. Let's get started. This is a really particularly beautiful and meaningful topic. It's not just something which is practically important, but it also carries a lot of spiritual meaning and depth. There is a medrash. It's quoted in the medrash called Medrash Abachir in the beginning of Parshas Vayakhel that notes that the words Vayakhel Moshe, Moshe gathered, he gathered together the Jewish people to teach them the laws of Shabbos. And the Medrash says, Mitchilas HaTorah V'ad Sofer, from the beginning of the Torah until the end, Ein Ba Parsha Shenemar Barosha Vayakhel. There is no other Parsha which is described with this introductory phrase that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered people together. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said to Moshe, you know why? It's because I'm asking you to gather people together so that people should learn Torah with you together. And that's going to be a model for future generations. Kadesh Yilmedu Mimcha Doros Haboim Lahakil Kihilos B'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos, to learn to gather on Shabbos to celebrate the Kiyum, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah together. And the tour, the very important halachic work, adds a similar medrash. The medrash describes that the Torah complains, so to speak, to Hashem. The Torah kivyachol is personified as a person complaining to God. He says, what's going to be when the Jews are going to enter Israel? Ze rotz l'karmo v'ze rotz l'sadeo. This person's going to be busy with this work during the week and the other one's going to have another job. And what's going to be with Torah? Va'ani ma tehe alai. What's going to be with Torah? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, I'm going to give you a pair, I'm going to give you a zug, and that zivug is going to be Shabbos. Shabbos is the time that the Jewish people are going to be penuyim mimalachtam, they're going to be available for learning Torah. So Shabbos, we realize, is the important time for Torah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Lamed, Halacha Yud, that there was the minhag of tzaddikim. The practice of tzaddikim was that they would first daven in the morning shacharis and musaf, then they would go home, have their su'uda shniyah, their second meal, and then v'yelech lebeis hamedrash, and they would yikra v'yishna, they would learn and study in the afternoon until mincha time. And the Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting, the Torah notes, and the Shulchan Aruch also has this idea that that a person can take a rest on Shabbos afternoon. The Torah says, and the Achronim point out, even a person doesn't rest during the week, Shina b'Shabbos Tainug, it's nice for a person to take a nap. But in the afternoon, it is important to make sure to have time for learning, the Torah says. And this is specifically, the Ramah adds in the Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Reish Sadi, the Ramah adds, this is specifically targeting not just Talmidei Chachamim. Yes, the Machzik Bracha from the Chidah says, like the Rambam, that the Tzaddikim would learn on Shabbos afternoon, Talmidei Chachamim have an opportunity to learn. But the Ramah says, and if you look in the Bir Hagra here, he quotes, it's based on a Yerushalmi, the Beis Yosef quotes it, Po'alim u'bali batim. Workers, people who are average Jews who during the week, she'inun oskim b'Torah kol yemei shavua, that they don't have time, they don't have the vocation of Torah the entire week. It's especially important. It's a special time for them to study Torah on Shabbos afternoon. Now, this idea of studying Torah being a focus for Shabbos is applying now not just to Talmidei Chachamim, but to the average person. How do we understand that obligation? What is the type of learning that we should be doing? So if you look closely in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadi says, Likros b'Neviim v'lidrosh b'divrei Agada, to study Neviim and Divrei Agada. This Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's more focused on learning which is inspirational. The idea of Nevi'im and Medrash, it's Agada, it's things which are, Chazal say, Moshe Mesalev, they're inspiring. However, if you look at the tour doesn't sound like that. In the context of quoting that Medrash, the tour says, Lahodia la'am eschukei Elohim v'estorosav, to teach people the laws. So if you look here in the Prima Gadim, in his super commentary on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, both on his comments on the Magen Avram and on the Taz, the Prima Gadim here says, Noagin Lidrosh Kodem Mincha, there is a practice to have a drasha, a shir, like many of us have, before Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, Lomar Dine Shabbos V'Ktsas Musar, to teach the laws of Shabbos and Ktsas Musar. Especially in the old days when people didn't have Sfarim, it was so important for them to come to shul because they didn't have access to learn learning other than the public shiurim, but even Bizman HaZeh, it's very common that many shuls have gatherings of learning on Shabbos afternoon, and according to the Prima Gadim, it's going to have both elements, both the inspirational quality, the Shulchan Aruch's affect, but it's also going to have the Torah's rules. There's a fascinating tshuva in Yabia Omer in Chelek Beis Simin Yud Ches, where Rav Avadia discusses the exact recipe of what somebody can and should be learning Shabbos afternoon. He quotes fascinating sources where there were some who thought that Talmidei Chachamim, the sages, should dafka on Shabbos not be learning Be'iyon or Pilpul. Maybe it's going to be too strenuous, finding something which is maybe a little bit easier. And he goes back and forth. Fascinating. But I think the main idea is just to remind us of the importance of dedicating time for learning on Shabbos. There's an incredible Zohar. The Zohar HaKadosh writes in Parshas Shalach that the Neshama Yaseira that we receive on Shabbos that is given to us on Erev Shabbos, it returns to Hashem on Motzei Shabbos. And the Lashon of the Zohar is, when it comes, Kamei Malka Kadisha V'Kud Shabrichu Sho'ele Mai Chidusha Ha'Avalchu Ba'Alma Ba'Oraisa, that our neshama goes back to the Ribbono Shalom on Motzei Shabbos, and the Ribbono Shalom asks our neshama, what novel idea, what chiddush did we have in learning? And that's why some Achronim think that it's important to have, for those who are capable, to have a new insight into Torah learning. Well, what about those of us who don't have that ability to come up with a chiddush, a new idea? So the Chida and the Machzik Bracha there in Shulchan Aruch again says that those who aren't mecharish me'atzmo is a chiddushim, yilmod is a dvarim shalolumdom adhena. We should learn new things. I have a close friend of mine who advised me once. He said, you should have a sefer for Shabbos, something that you learn that's special for Shabbos. And that sefer, l'chor, based on this, should be something that we haven't learned before, something new, so that when our neshama comes back on Motzei Shabbos, it says to Ribbono Shel Olam, wow, this is my new idea that I came up with on Shabbos. The Zohar goes even further. What a spectacular, incredible insight, where the Zohar notes that there is a juxtaposition between Kibur Av Ve'Eim and Shabbos in the context of Aseres HaDibros. And the Zohar says, you ready for this? The Zohar says that's because when we learn Torah on Shabbos, the Ribbono Shel Olam gathers together all of his Pamalia, all of his hosts, together in the Bezen Shalmaila in the heavens, together with the neshama of the parent of the person. The person's named Ploni Ben Ploni, let's say. That Ploni, that son, Ben Ploni, the son of someone else, they say to the father, wow, what nachas your neshama has from the Talmud Torah of your son. It's so special. So that is a whole added dimension of Talmud Torah on Shabbos. It's not just that Shabbos is a time that we have ample space, so to speak. It's not just that it's an opportune time because we have the time. It's because the time of Shabbos is uniquely suited. It's a time of the Neshama Yaseira. It's a time where the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us a special expansiveness of our mind, which connects to the idea of Torah. And this is what Rav Kook describes in his commentary on Shabbos in the Gemara on Daf Chavav, where Rabbi Tarfon says that a person should only light Shabbos lights with Shemen Zayis. Why? Because Shemen Zayis is pure olive oil. It's unadulterated, and it's the unadulterated vision and the personification, the expression of Torah. There are many types of wisdom, says Rav Kook, and each of those elements of wisdom enhances our life and enhances our world, but they have sometimes human input and admixtures of what we could call tov and ra. And it's a helpful approach, and also sometimes an unhelpful approach, as opposed to Torah, which is pure, it's zach, it is just ruchnius. And Shabbos, that's the time of our neshama yaseira, where Rav Kook describes that, so to speak, the ore is pouring. It's literally poured for the Ribbono Shel Olam on us, and that is the opportune way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the light of Torah, the light of Shemen Zayis. So yes, it is a halachic obligation, according to the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that we devote time on Shabbos for Talmud Torah. But it's not just an obligation. It's an opportunity to tap in to the Kedusha, the Ha'ara, the light of Shabbos, which we're going to take with us throughout the entire week. Coming back Motzei Shabbos, our Neshama Yaseira is approaching the Ribbono Shel Olam and saying, wow, this is the elevation, the spiritual elevation through Talmud Torah that I had over the course of my learning on Shabbos Kodesh. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to learning with you next week. For more amazing Torah opportunities, please check out our YU Torah Mitzion Kollel of Chicago's website, www.torahchicago.org.